This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What? Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Mr. Slice, with some exciting news. The Doughboys are going back on tour in 2022. That's right. See us live in Seattle on January 8th, in Portland on January 9th, Chicago, baby, January 29th, at the Foxwoods Resort in Connecticut, February 4th, and 2 shows in Boston, baby, at the Wilbur on February 5th. Ticket info at headgum.com/live. That's headgum.com/live. Do it.
In 1790, just 14 years after the U.S. declared independence, and barely a year into the effective date of the Constitution, businessman Henry Wood founded his eponymous flour importer, which would notably become New England's first food company. About 100 years later, in 1896, anti-British sentiment having cooled and Arthurian legend once again in the zeitgeist via a popular touring musical, Henry Wood and Company rebranded as the King Arthur Baking Company. Jump forward another 100 years and change to 2008, when the husband and wife team of Scott and Allie Svensson founded a made-to-order pizza place in a city on the opposite coast from New England, Seattle, Washington. The first of a wave of personal pizza fast casual restaurants that includes 2 separate chains part-owned by former Miami Heat teammates LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, Blaze and 800 Degrees, respectively, the Svensson Seattle concept was an instant hit with the Frasier set, featuring customizable made-to-order pies and boasting of a worker-forward culture with fair pay and benefits. By 2018, it had expanded across the nation, growing into the country's 15th largest pizza chain, according to Mitch's homepage, pizzatoday.com. Today, with over 500 locations, the company has ambitious plans to expand to 1,000. But it remains to be seen as to whether the personal pizza concept will endure as long as the company's exclusive flour supplier, the business founded by Henry Wood, the King Arthur Baking Company. This week on Doughboys, Mod Pizza. Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger, along with my co-host, Mr. Belchadir, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
What?
Mr. Belchadir, courtesy of Ben B, wanted to submit this one for Burp Month. Stay safe and watch out for your balls when you sit down. RoastSpoonMan@gmail.com.
Wow, I like that. I like the ball shout out. Ben B.
Yeah.
Does the B stand for bad at roasts?
Damn, King, you had to do him like that.
You had a burp on a recent episode, Mitch. You were sneezing for a while, and then you mixed it up with a belch.
Now I'm a regular Homer Simpson. Roast. You know what? I like being a belch. Like, I think it's more cool to be a belch guy than a sneeze guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More food adjacent.
Wags, howdy-ho to Spoon Nation.
Wow, right into it.
Well, look. There's some things we got to talk about. One, it was your birthday.
That's right.
It's funny that it seems that you have aged and I really kind of haven't. Like, it feels like you've had another birthday before my next birthday.
Well, yeah, that's how time works. Like, a year passes. I'm just saying,
you look like shit. You look old as hell. I'm feeling young and fine.
What kind of thing is that to say to a person?
You know, I don't think you look
friend.
Like you don't think I know you don't think I look no hold on you know I don't think you look like shit. I think you look great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, man.
You got a portrait of an old Weiger in your fucking attic upstairs, and you go upstairs and you jack off
a Dorian Gray situation.
Yeah, and you jack off to your own Dorian Gray. That's right, Dorian White. From all the fucking
Jesus Christ,
Yeah, paint that picture, baby.
That's right.
Mitch, our record is very was fraught today. We had some mishaps. You did not have your microphone. You're back in Massachusetts. You're back in Quincy. Your mom apparently misplaced your mic and didn't know where it was. And you had to go to Best Buy to get a new one. And we're starting late.
She blamed me as well. Yeah, I had to run off to Best Buy. I was looking for it for like an hour and a half before I even left for Best Buy, just so you know.
Right. And you also thought the record started an hour later than it was scheduled for.
Honestly, I did think next week starts at 3 and this week or noon. And this week starts at 11, and I thought that it was actually this week that started at noon. So I did fuck that up, because I would have gone to Best Buy earlier, but I was trying to find the damn mic. Why? Because I didn't want to put another purchase on the fucking Doughboy's credit card. So that's what I was trying to do.
It's your mom's way of telling you she doesn't like the podcast. It's very passive-aggressively.
Wise, there's another thing I got to get into. I got to play the drop, and then we got to introduce our guests, and we got to get going.
Yes. Yes.
But we just recently, we talked about Dean Martin's hog on the pod.
That's right.
And then on the Reddit thread for that pod or whatever, they made like a thread and some guy said, or someone said, I'm not that impressed. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Not that impressed. Come on. What's going on? This man was flaccid. What is this? What are you trying to, what is this?
At minimum, it's a not bad. Like, even if you want to be a little bit, you know, if you don't want to go over the top. I get that it's not like whoa, daddy, but it's he's got something. He's got something.
Are you
kidding
me? It is. It's a whoa, daddy. They're most of them look like bird nests. I'm telling you.
I love that.
It's flaccid. It's a flaccid state. Oh, whatever.
You
it's
should.
A fucking
you should
rolling
play.
Pin.
You should play your drop, because I do want to introduce our guest. I do love that. That's the Reddit thread you wanted to discuss, because there's another one that. We'll get into it.
All right. Here we go. You know, Wags, just vamp for a minute, because I gotta put this together. All right. So can you just vamp?
I'll vamp about the aforementioned Reddit post. So I don't look at the Doughboy subreddit. Mitch, you have like push notifications about every post. And
that's not true.
You will screen cap them and send them to me and Susser, and it reached a point where we're just like, you have to stop. So we just had a rule.
That was your rule, by the way.
That's my rule. But that's my personal rule that Susser endorsed.
Yeah, he was fine with that. He was he endorsed.
However, this rule was broken with good reason. This was a post on our Doughboys this week. I won't include the username because I don't want to embarrass this person's family. Mitch on celebrity free pass list. To my confusion, Mitch is my wife's number one celebrity free pass list choice. She argues Mitch is super sexy and she isn't the only woman who feels this way. Any other women out there thirsting for the Spoon Man? Now, in and of itself, a pretty innocuous post. You know, you're an attractive man, as we've covered. A lot of women crush on you. This reply takes it to another level.
You're saying this makes me angrier than you than me saying you look like shit to you, just so you know.
This is from Drunk Andy. Okay, all of your comments are about your wife with other guys, so I'm thinking this is a you thing. And if you look at the original poster's post history, that is so extremely true. Like, every single post is about this dude's wife just getting railed by someone else.
Well, you know what? I'm happy for him. If that's what he's into, God bless.
If it's working for him, God bless him.
And you know what?
Oh, Christ.
I will accept your challenge, sir. Mike Mitchell reporting for duty.
Wow.
Was that John McCain?
Get ready to hear some apologies from the Spoon Man.
Hell, what the fuck? All right, here's a drop, Wags. Thank you for vamping. I hope that person doesn't kill you. Remember that I said that that's cool and you should do whatever you want. And also, I am interested. And here is a little drop. We should do some sound effects. You know that I want Doughboys to have more sound effects. Emma, just clip this right here and play it. Woo!
I liked Emma's little sting at the end there. All right, here's I couldn't really hear the part I was saying during woohoo, but sup Mitch and also Drop King. Eric here, first time dropper, Mitch's Who Boy on the Avital Ash episode got me really pumped up. So I threw this together. It's not super clean, but who is these days? Jesus, why am I having a hard trouble here? It's not super clean, but who is these days? Keep destroying your bodies for our entertainment. XO, Eric Gladstone.
Wow. Great drop. And Mitch, a great guest this
Avital,
week.
Great episode.
Great episode.
Oh, yeah, yes. And we're, hey, you know what? We're going to have a great one this week, too. We're on a roll, baby.
That's absolutely true. Our guest this week, a writer and comedian for Rick and Morty and Marvel. His issue of Miles Morales' Spider-Man is available now.
Wow.
Cody Ziegler. Hi, Zig.
Hey, thanks for
having
me.
What's up, Zig?
I was not sure if I should have jumped in at the beginning, so I was like a little jazz. I'd get a little loud, and then I'd pull back whenever I let the hear the bass going up. So now that I'm officially here,
it was
thanks for having me. Thanks for having me back, fellas. How are we living?
We welcome the interjections.
Yeah, you saw us stumbling through our intro there. It was nothing but helpful.
Finely tuned precision machine. I love it.
Well, we suck. We suck shit. But wait, hey, but for us, Wags, we're on a roll. And you know what? I'm going to say we're on an onion roll.
Wow. How about that? Not really connected to anything. Talking about pizza this week, but okay.
Yeah, I saw you eating a pickle. I don't want to reveal the man behind the curtains, but I saw you eating a pickle. I thought maybe you had just finished like a nice sandwich situation.
But it was a sandwich thin. I have a chicken salad sandwich here.
Wow. Right.
Look, I had an emergency situation. I went and got the mic. I called my mom up. I said, Ma, I need an emergency sandwich. She's used to calls like these. She whipped me up an emergency sandwich. I came back. I'm eating it. Wags, it's been busy. I just got back. I was in New Hampshire for the week, and then I came back to Massachusetts on Saturday, and then it's been a whirlwind since then. So I apologize. I apologize to everybody. What do you want from me?
It's fine.
It's safe space, man. Yeah, no, it's all good, baby. We still love
Mitch. Fine.
Wags is mad. Wags is still mad. What do you want
me
to do?
I'm not mad. I'm having a ball.
There is wisps of steam shooting out from your ears as you speak.
That's true. That's unrelated. That's a medical condition.
That's overheating.
Zig, last time we had you on, mm-hmm. we did a Patreon episode, Doughboys double episode, where we talked about steak. This is when I was eating meat last year and kind of the height of quarantine. Mm-hmm. We were all super locked down and we're talking about what we're cooking for ourselves. Since then, some time has passed. I'm curious, how did this lockdown we all endured affect your own dietary habits?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because I no longer eat meat that much. I'm a pescatarian boy. Yeah, I went really crazy during quarantine. I never really drank much sodas. That's never my thing. But I got bored in quarantine as a bit. I was like, it would be very funny to try this mango Pepsi. This has such a funny flavor. And then I just snowballed into me drinking a bunch of soda and like really just becoming a piece of shit for a long time. So like, I, as you can see, I just moved into a new apartment here. And my transition to cooking has really just been a lot of salmon. I've been doing a lot of pan-seared tuna situations, some pan-seared tuna steaks. Wow. I've been doing a lot of broccolini. I still show some love for my boy Broccoli, but his girl Broccolini is throwing it down and holding it down for me. I've been doing a lot of pasta. I just discovered like pasta, so like some cacio e pepe, a little aglio e olio. I'm finally expanding out my palate from just steaks, but I do actually plan on getting a steak maybe the next couple of weeks because I haven't had one in probably 6 months. It's been a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went vegetarian this year. I'm not even eating fish, although I think eventually I probably will go back to eating fish at a minimum just because the protein sources are just so limited if you're not eating any sort of meat. But I'm you. This was a health decision. This was just like mixing it up. Like you're minimizing your meat consumption.
Yeah, it was basically
both of them. So like I was still in the East Coast for most of last year and some of this year. And
right.
like there was a day when I had finished a room. I just finished like the day on Rick and Morty, and I had a realization that I had not moved. I had just been sitting down all day. I had either been sitting at my desk, wow. I had been sitting in my car, I had been sitting in the living room, and I was like, this seems crazy, right? Like the human body yeah. should be moving at some point. So like then I just started like just taking like little walks around the neighborhood. And then finally I was like, hey, maybe I should just like stop eating all this Bojangles that is because the fast food restaurant from North Carolina, fantastic chicken biscuits. And like I was eating tons of those. And I was like, I should dial this back a bit. And that just eventually yeah. snowballed to what I'm doing now where like you're saying, if you're going to look to come back into like a little bit of meat, I do like maybe two or three times a week. I'll do like some either salmon or tuna and everything else is mainly vegetables. But I do have a query wow. if you're doing vegetarians. What's your stance on Impossible Burgers or Beyond Burgers? Do you fuck with those or are you out the game completely, even with fake meat?
Great question. I actually like it quite a bit. I think mm-hmm. the plant-based meat substitutes have gotten pretty good, become pretty good simulacrums. And I think they're a great, like, if you're transitioning away from eating red meat, I think mm-hmm. they're a great, like, you know, sort of will help you sunset that. So I do like those. And I especially have called out like the Impossible Whopper as like a fast food option. Like I mm-hmm. like that more quick service restaurants have some sort of plant-based, mm-hmm. you know, protein.
Simulacrums. Say it again. Simulacrums.
Simulacrum?
Simulacrums. Simulacrums. This is a fucking word of the day podcast, for God's sakes.
Well, I also don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly. It's a word I've only read.
Well, you well, nerd. Maybe you shouldn't attempt it.
That's
keep
what
his
I do.
Ass humble. Get his ass.
But I will say that vegetarians who've been vegetarian for a while, we actually had someone wrote in who'd been like a vegetarian for like 15 years, and they were like, I can't stand those because you like, I guess you just stop craving meat entirely. And so this becomes a thing that like grosses you out, the fake
yeah, this is my, you know, hot take on that. It's like, I'm not in meat for the blood. Like it's the weird, like the beet extract or whatever they use to give it the very big word that you use, the similarity between, yeah. you know, and beyond meat and actual meat. Like I don't need the blood, baby. Like I don't need the, I right. don't need the smoke and mirrors. Like just give me the product without the meat in it. Like I don't need to know that have the idea that some animal died while eating this.
Mm, right. Yeah, it does help it be juicier, which is an issue with some of those first-gen like fake meats, like the yeah. Boca burgers. They get mm-hmm. super-duper dry, so that yeah. that's to its benefit. But I think the main thing it does well is just the texture. Like, yeah. like you know, it's like a ground I'll make like a vegan, you know, bolognese, and you were talking about pasta earlier, mm-hmm. and that'll absolutely scratch that itch.
Yeah.
That spaghetti itch.
I'm a primo boy. Give me that blood. Give me all the extra blood. No, I never liked. I mean, I used to, in the funny way of, like early '80s, which I've mentioned plenty of times, but the early '80s healthy living of skim milk and
right.
heavy
yeah.
and a lot of bread and cheese and like things that you should not cheese, but like my dad used to cook. I've said this before too, but my dad used to cook the steak well done, so I was so. Because that's like cooking the fat off of it. It was what it was believed
yes,
to do,
right.
cooking yeah. the cholesterol off of it. But I never. So I that was steak that I burgers and steak. I always thought were just kind of supposed to be a pleasant like brown color, you know, like or brown to gray. I never was really looking for the blood. And still to this day, if I get like a too undercooked burger. That does really gross me out to bite into a fucking big, like, kind of wet middle of a burger that's just fucking
yeah.
beefy and bloody.
Question off of that, Mitch. What's your are you a seafood? I mean, I'm assuming you're a seafood guy because you're from Massachusetts.
I am. Yes, I like seafood. It took me. I mean, when I was younger, I'd eat like fish and chips, like baked haddock mm-hmm. and fish and chips, and then I didn't get into like oysters and kind of like the stuff that people think is weirder seafood until mm-hmm. I was like. You know, like late teens, probably early 20s.
Yeah, so do you get weirded out eating like, first of all, question for both of you, do you guys eat whole shrimp? Like, would you eat like the head and stuff, like prawns? Because I've been doing that a lot lately and it wow. slaps. I highly recommend.
That'll be a thing. I've only done it like a sushi restaurant, like a sushi bar. If they'll give you like, you know, they'll get the sweet shrimp and then they'll give you like the head. They'll either, you know, grill it or steam it or deep fry it. That'll be the situation. But in most contexts now, I'm just eating the shrimp tails. My wife will eat everything.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy's in the fucking, this guy got his way into the fucking tail and head bucket. And Weiger's just fucking sucking him down.
We got him, boys.
It was a sting operation. I should clarify when I say weird seafood, because here's what I thought was weird seafood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
when I was like a 10-year-old, like 10 to 12-year-old boy, like I ate shrimp at that point, and I'd eat fish. The things to me that were tougher were like a thicker fish. Like I didn't love swordfish, like a steak fish. That wasn't what I was going for. And then, like, to me, the things that were kind of crazier were like mussels, clams, that sort of area. But shrimp, fish, like the basic stuff, lobster, I would kind of eat all that stuff. But like the more kind of like chewy, weirder stuff, like oysters, clams, mussels, that sort of your mollusks, Swags.
Yeah, they have like a primal energy to them, because it's like this thing is still alive moments before I ate the thing, at least for like you know, oysters and clams and stuff. So like, I feel that way with uni, with like a sea urchin. Like that one,
the outside
looks so unedible, and like the inside is like this bright, fun orange yellow. You're like, oh, this'll take some getting used to, but it still goes hard.
Yeah, no,
it's delightful, but it's also such a unique flavor. Mitch, you like the uni?
I don't eat it too often. I mean, I would, you know, I'd eat anything now. I mean, I would try anything. So like, I don't have uni too often. That sort of stuff. I kind of stay away from, but not stay away from, just never even really just have it around.
We've read your posts. We get it. We've read the dissertations, Mitch. Bring it up again.
Well, I just feel bad because here I was calling myself the Primal Boy, which I was kind of hoping would stick. I was hoping Primal Boy would kind of move me away from the sneeze guy, and it's not. And I realized, like, oh yeah, like uni and stuff like that, and like oysters, like anything that's kind of shucked at the table. I guess I don't think of oysters and clams like in that way. I guess like as much as I think of like even lobsters, I don't want to be a part of the process of seeing. It's tough. This is the tough area of eating animals. It is. It's a. Like a lobster to me is maybe the thing that's the closest to like a little living creature that I see. But you're right, uni. Yeah. Like they just cut those bad boys open and you eat them up.
Well, yeah. Whenever you see them like kill the lobster, it's like it looks incredibly horrifying. Like they just put the knife and then like just, you know, crunch it down its head and cut its head in half. You're like, this is horrifying. I mean, they taste delicious, but
yes. Yeah. Either they're boiling it alive, or there's the, you know, I've heard of people getting like live lobster sashimi, you know, or going to like a, you know, and just sort of seeing that prepared at the table, and it's just like, yeah, that's a little too close to me, even though I understand at a fundamental level that's what we're doing. Here's the thing I have. Or Mitch, did you have a question for me?
No, I was just gonna ask you if you're an uni guy.
I do like uni. I'll have it on occasion. It is such a distinct flavor. I think it will have to be in the right context. And that's usually a place I'll go to. Like, I won't seek it out, but if I'll go to a nice restaurant, I'll have it on the menu. I'll be like, oh, maybe I'll try this. My big thing with eating any sort of small creature is, and I have the same thing with eating wings, even though I love wings, they're one of my favorite foods, is I think about how many life forms comprise a meal. Mm-hmm. So like, I understand this is completely distinct from the climate impact. I understand that like, you know, one cow can feed 60 people, but the climate impact from a pound of beef is so much worse than it is from like a pound of shrimp or a pound of salmon. Mm-hmm. But I think about when I'm eating like popcorn shrimp or something, or I'm eating just like a bunch of, you know, like sushi, I'm just like, how many animals are, like how many souls am I consuming? Yeah, like that's a weird thing to think about.
No, I actually have that thought a lot too, particularly when it comes to chicken wings. I have an argument with a friend. I'd use the term loosely, Andrew T, who is a big proponent of the bone-in wing. My take is that like eating six wings means that you essentially killed three
chickens, right? If you're just doing like the actual wings, not doing drumsticks, with like the boneless wing, like that's one breast that you just like mash up together. So like my the way that I justify it is that like the chicken to like dinner plate resources, it requires less when you're just doing like a matched up like patty of chicken meat as opposed to like getting two dozen wings. Like that's such a large amount of animals that have made for a meal that really isn't going to be that feeling to me anyway. I'm a big boy, but like six wings isn't going to like fill me up.
No, I'm going 12 minimum for a meal.
Yeah.
And Wise, you're kind of an eater of souls though. So like when you're trying to get that number, you're looking for a high number. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have sung Chi. Like you just grab them up and hold them up and suck out their souls like in Mortal Kombat.
Sorry, Wise, I got a question.
Yeah.
Wise, I got a question for you. Did you and your any of your other LBC friends ever play Ookie Uni grown up?
Okay. What connection would that have to where I grew up? Why would we be playing Ookie Uni?
Because you're fucking Silver Spoon Long Beach boy.
What do you think Long Beach is?
I don't know. You've never taken me there.
Oh, we should
God's sakes.
We should have a hometown tour. Like you drove me around Quincy, Mass. I can take you around the LBC.
Oh, yeah.
In my neighborhood of Lakewood.
Oh, man. I wonder how long that tour would be.
I could show you where the original Denny's used to be.
Wow.
And I can show you the public pool where I saw a kid drop his shorts and take a dump.
Hell yeah.
And that's it? Those are the two stops?
That's it. Those two spots, yeah.
And that kid's name? Nick Weiger.
I was looking in a mirror. Zig, you were talking a lot about cooking, and we discussed this last time on the podcast, but you worked as a line cook for a little while.
Yeah, and I was in undergrad. That's basically what I did. I was fired because I stopped liking being a line cook very quickly. I worked at this place called Beef O'Brady's. It was like an Irish pub that just made shitty bar food. And towards the end, they started making like quesadillas and tacos. They really got off brand, honestly. That's the main reason I left. The mission statement was not clear. But
quick interjection. That was nearly my birth name.
Beef O'Brady's Mitchell.
Yeah.
That could be one of your new names you can use along. I was a two-pronged dude. I was the fry dude. Like I would drop the chicken wings in the fryer, and then I was also like the dude manning the grill. So like burgers, Philly cheesesteaks, all that stuff I made. So like that, I think that's why my affinity now is for like just give me a pan and I'll cook it. Like I'm not much of a baking dude. The closest I get to it is an air fryer. Like that's as close as I get to putting shit in my actual oven. So like everything that I make, I would like to make it with less than four pans. And like I usually am just like putting it on a grill top. Like that's as deep as my knowledge goes of like actual cooking.
Mitch's ears perked up at air fryer because Mitch is also
an air fryer
advocate.
Guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. What we making over here? What you got like a go-to recipe that you recommend?
No, you know, honestly, I haven't used it as, I mean, like I used it to reheat things a lot. And then when I was, the thing is that I got it and then kind of came back here and then haven't been able to use it much, but I'm excited to use it. Whenever I made chicken wings in it, I've loved it. I think that they cook chicken wings really great. You can make some great buffalo chicken wings, but then besides that, just reheating stuff, putting some like frozen food stuff in those baskets. Like it is the best version. It's the best version of frozen, of like the grocer's freezer mozzarella sticks or whatever you want to do. It's like the closest you can get to it being in the restaurant or whatever. If you want some TGI Friday mozzarella sticks, you put them in the air fryer. But like, I also realize that that's not a good thing for me to use it for.
Hey, you know what?
Right.
You do what you need. It's your body. You can do what you want to do with it. I only make one thing. I've been making sweet potato fries out of it, and I highly recommend it. You get your potatoes, you cut them up, a little salt, a little pepper, a little paprika if you like spice, which I do, some olive oil, throw it in there for like 20 minutes at the lowest heat and flip them every 5 minutes. It comes out pretty good. Highly recommend.
I love it. That sounds fantastic. Wags, you don't have one, right?
I don't have an air fryer. It's one of those things where I was like considering buying it, and I look at this website Wirecutter, and it was one of those frustrating things where because they do all these consumer electronics like reviews and rankings. I don't know why I'm so fucking addicted to this shit. It's a min-max approach to life, which is such a dumb, it's such a waste of time to like consider so much making the perfect purchases instead of just getting something you want. But I waste time like looking at things and weighing purchases. And so I was looking at air fryers, and like Wire Cutter's like air fryer recommendation was like, don't get an air fryer. I was like, well, what are you doing? Like, if I'm looking at this, I'm thinking about an air fryer. Don't discourage me from this purchase I want to make. Like, yeah, I get that there are probably more efficient ways to cook something, but like, what are you doing? It kind of pissed me off.
I love that you're like, click this link to see the perfect air fryer. It's just somebody giving you the finger like, you fucking nerd, don't do it. Stick to microwaves, you punk. You fucking dork.
Wait, it said my name.
Yeah,
it was for you me. Hit it.
Targeted that, Nick targeting Harger? Advertising.
It's what outside of the fish, the sweet potato fries. Anything else you like to fix for yourselves at home?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been really doing a lot of so I got a wok recently as well, and I've been doing a lot of stir fries. I've been doing these buttered garlic noodle, but I don't use the butter. I just use olive oil in the wok. So what I'll do is I'll stir fry the vegetables. I'll throw some olive oil, some garlic, some scallions, and then I'll throw in some noodles that have been like, you know, al dente or whatever. Toss them in on low sodium soy sauce, and then dump them in the wok and have like some little noodles going on. And honestly, it's been killing the game. It's great. It's weird how much my diet is just revolving around four different foods. And then it's like a fast food menu. Like you swap out one thing and put something else, and then you have like the supreme taco, whatever. And like that's basically what my menu has been, like swapping out one ingredient for something else. And like being like, your daddy's got a new spin on it, baby. Come on through. That's right. We got pepper flakes in it tonight.
I wanted to give that a little. Like I want a cat. I just wanted a cat call that delicious dish. Damn.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Next time you're back, I'll whoop some up for you. No bullshit. I got you. I've been trying to entertain people, so we'd love to have you over.
Wow.
Good choice to cat call something in 2021. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah. Save it for that guy's wife. We'll be back with more Doughboys.
Wags, welcome back to our friends over at Diet Smoke.
Wow, welcome back. Diet Smoke has sold over 10 million THC gummies across the U.S. for a reason. With strengths ranging from 10 milligrams to 150 milligrams, Diet Smoke promises you'll find your new favorite THC gummy.
The team at Diet Smoke sent us gummies, and we love them. My favorite is the Pineapple Express gummies.
You know who else loves those Pineapple Express gummies? Ramondi. He can't get enough of them.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want something strong to unwind, a euphoric boost to keep you going, or a light dose for a mellow high, Diet Smoke has you covered.
You know how you're looking to feel, and their weed sommeliers are on call 24/7 to help you get there. Diet Smoke is so confident in their gummies, they'll let you try them for free.
You heard that right. Free. Exclusive to Doughboys listeners, go to dietsmoke.com/free, pay $2.99 for shipping, and your free pack will arrive at your door in 48 hours.
And if you already know and love Diet Smoke, use code Doughboys at checkout for 50% off any item. Don't settle for less. Join the Diet Smoke community and discover the buzz for you. Visit dietsmoke.com/free today to get your free gummies and enjoy your journey to cannabis bliss. Do it.
Mitch, did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? You know, before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 10 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for more than 15 subscriptions each and every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Wow. Wags, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Doughboys Patreon, the Doughboys Double, bye-bye.
Mitch, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you themselves, Wags.
Wow. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Wow.
Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/doughboys.
Do it.
Welcome back to Doughboys. We are here with our guest, Cody Ziegler, discussing this week's chain, Mod Pizza. Mod, an acronym standing for Made on Demand, founded in Seattle in 2008 by Scott and Ali Svensson, husband and wife, claims to be worker forward with above industry pay and benefits. I haven't investigated that claim, but that's a big thing they put in their marketing, and has over 500 locations in the US, Canada, and across the pond in the UK.
Oi.
What's all this pizza in? And trivies, isn't it?
Let me ask you, let's talk generally a little bit before we get into this chain about pizza. Zig, what are your pizza preferences?
Okay, so I've also adjusted my pizza preferences now that I'm eating healthier. But before that, I always did at least a medium to large at the bare minimum. None of that small personal shit. I want a pie.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, I want
agree with you.
Yeah. So I would always do just regular like tomato sauce, red sauce. And then I would fluctuate between pineapple, mushroom, jalapenos, and then the piece de resistance is anchovies. That's always on the market.
Wow.
Is anchovies.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm an anchovies truther. Anchovies do not melt steel beams. I can be here all day about it. Yeah. Yeah. It started as a bit in college. Like, oh, it'd be so funny if I got a Ninja Turtles pizza with an extra cheese and anchovies. Ha 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 ha. And then I did it. I was like, oh fuck, this shit has fucking rocked my world. This is the truth.
Wow.
It's been an uphill ever since, baby.
This you order pizza like a Ninja Turtle does. This is like these are crazy toppings. I was never an anchovy person. I've never gotten into anchovies that much, but they're extremely salty. I mean, that's taken over.
Incredibly salty. Yeah. You have to really balance it right. Well, I mean, I'll talk about it when I get my actual order, but I think if you do anchovies with like, so if you get like two big acids, like, you know, anchovies and then jalapenos, and then top it off with like maybe some artichoke, like that to me is like a good palate. Like you hit all the flavors that you want to hit.
Wow.
Yeah. I've done a lot of research, guys, so.
you mentioned getting the large, like the larger pizzas as opposed to the personal pizzas, and you know the personal pizza trend is like I guess it's here to stay, or at least here for now. But Mitch, this is a thing we talked about when you took us to Pizzeria Regina, which is they like you have to get like a large pizza to get a full size pizza, at least not a personal pizza, to get an actual assessment of a pizza place's quality because of the ratios.
I mean, I was going to say this for my review at the end here, but
yeah,
I don't think the Chipotle-fication of pizza works. I don't think you can do it.
Yeah. I agree with you that I think this sort of made-to-order pizza trend, which is such a thing. You know, there's multiple, there's so many of these chains. I think there's at least four that I can think of: 800 Degrees, Blaze, Mod, which we're reviewing, and then Pyology. Pyology actually, this is such a trend that Pyology actually spun off from Mod Pizza.
Oh,
like
wow.
One of the one of the people who worked on Mod was like, I'm going to do my own thing. So I think a big part of it is
their
is
own thing. They're all the same. I agree.
Like, they're all very similar.
I blame that dastardly LeBron James.
Oh, here we go. Oh, boy.
Here we go again. Let's hear it, Mitch.
Look, LeBron, LeBron. To me, he's like a Space Jam 2, and he's like a Blaze Pizza. All three of them suck. They all suck.
Wow. Oh, wow.
LeBron's very good at basketball. What do you want me to say? He's good at basketball.
At least acknowledge that.
Yeah, give him a little bit. Yeah, I think what you guys are hitting on is that like there's like a streamed form idea. Like you have 12 options. Like, you know, like the chef or whoever's made these pizzas are like, all right, this is what I think the palate, these are the options that I think will make the best tasting palate, as opposed to like, I'm going to take this and this and this and this and put it all together, which may not result in like a very good pizza at the end, because there's just like too much freedom when it comes to like these choices.
I think a big part of it is kids like it. I honestly think that's a big part of the appeal, is that a kid are like, I can get my own pizza and I can put whatever I want on it. I think that's why these work so much. It's for like families. That's just my guess. I haven't done any actual fucking research into this. But I have a caveat.
Mm-hmm. I got a caveat because I went to Blaze recently with a few folks, Mookie and I think Dutz and Kalpakis and
just for fun.
Yeah.
No, it was absolutely miserable.
I think you were probably invited. I mean, like, you've never come to anything ever. But we went to Tonga. We went to the Tonga Hut. Not the Tonga Room. The Tonga Hut across the street from where it was a Cinemark at one point. Mm-hmm. And we're obviously not going to the theaters, but the Tonga Hut has moved outside. So we went and we got some Blaze pizza. But I got, like, the large pizza. Like, the big pizza at Blaze. And I thought
Yes, they have that now. Yeah.
I thought that was like the best version of pizza. But here's, to get into it more, here's what I think is the issue. Is like, when you think about good pizza places, like, I like just the assembly line of making pizza at this place, like, one, I think the ingredients aren't as good. But two, it's just like such a thing of like, they press the dough down on a little machine, they put on the sauce, they have like all this thing. And it just is like, when you think about pizzas that are great, when you think about, the Farah's or whatever in New York City, where I went on for that pizza tour.
Mm-hmm. It's the thing like, about New York is when you're there, you got to try the pizza.
You gotta, and you gotta fold the slice in half like a real New Yorker.
Yeah,
and I know it's that sort of thing of like, even in those places, like it becomes an assembly line job. But like the fact that this old man who like cares about the dough and the cheese and the sauce so much. And I feel like any good, like a good pizza place, you know that they're like proud of it. Like, what the fuck is Mod Pizza? What is Blaze? What are these assembly places? I get it, and I get that it's a good work lunch. I know that people got upset, I think, with Blaze because it's like you can get a half pizza and salad, and I get that. And I think for that, that it is it works. But for like actual pizza, the pizza's not good, right? Like it's just. I'm not trying to be a pizza snob. It's just not great pizza.
Well, I think
kind of sounds like you are.
I mean, real talk. But I think, like you say, like it's hitting a very honed in niche, which is like I have 45 minutes to leave my shitty job back, and I guess when we were meeting in person to like get some food. I'm gonna pop into this strip mall and get like the Mod Pizza and like and I'll be done. Same thing with like Chipotle or any of those places. Like, or I just think like if I'm gonna get like if I'm gonna have like a dinner or like a nothing for my family, like I would go to. Like Antico, I don't know if they still do pizzas, but like they used to do fantastic pizzas in K-Town. Like those big, like the square ones. I can't remember what style they're called. It's like Sicilian, maybe, I don't know. But like those are honestly, for my money, like the best pizza I've ever had in LA. Because like you said, like they're specialized and they're dedicated to like, it's not something that you can just like get in 25 minutes. Like it takes a while for it to make. You have to curate it.
Zig, were you talking about Antica in Atlanta?
There's two. There's one. There's the one in Atlanta, which is fantastic, and there's Antico in K-Town. It's like during like the pandemic, they were doing like specials where you could pay like $75 and get like a salad, a big pizza, a bottle of wine, and like some homemade ice cream that they made. It's fantastic. I don't know if they're still doing that, but it was for my money like the best pizza I've found in LA at the time. Anyway,
wait, is it the same chain?
No,
is it an LA outlet?
I think it's a different place. They just happen to have the same names. Yeah.
Got it.
And I said Antica, so that's what, and it's Antico. Antico, I don't know. People get mad at me. I couldn't pronounce it, but I went there for my birthday. And Wags, you were there, actually.
If you're in Antica, you're in Atlanta. But if you're in Antico, you're on the West Coast.
And also, you're wrong. It's Antico is in Atlanta.
If you're in Antico... Atlanta is where you go. And in Antica, you're in California.
There you go.
little rhyme to help you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
Scooby-Doo, what's the Homer's?
Can do-do.
Scooby-Doo can do-do, but Jimmy Carter is smarter.
Smarter.
Simpsons is funny. I agree with both of your assessments about... about this being like a work lunch place. Like, that's actually a really good observation on, you know, the kids thing may be a factor, but absolutely primarily this is like pizza didn't used to be a lunch thing. Yeah. And then they reached a point where they were like, okay, yeah, you know what? You can have a personal pizza at your office job or, you know, wherever you work. Like that becomes a lunch thing. Getting Maude for dinner, I cannot conceive of ever doing that. This seems like only a lunchtime thing.
Well, I did it last night and I do not recommend doing it to sustain you for lunch, for dinner. It was not the best move I made, I think.
By the way, I want to say that it would be cool if the Blur song, too, if they put Homer's woohoo, if they did that.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Has it been done? I wonder if it's been
done. I
don't
know. It's,
I mean, no. I think you guys are the first ones to crack it.
The sad thing for me is that I was so excited to eat some pizza. Oh, you're frozen again.
Yeah, you're frozen, but I can hear you.
Why? Yeah. It's just the tech.
You had a bad connection.
A tech I mean, trust me, my mom's Wi-Fi her internet is bad.
Yeah.
It's an issue. I was trying to send off an audition last night and it froze like when it was like the deadline of sending in the audition. And she was like, "I don't know what's happening." And I was like, "I told you this before I left." But whatever.
Michael, I haven't configured the DNS server properly. Maybe we should try giving you a static IP instead of a dynamic IP.
Ma! It's me just unplugging the modem and plugging it back in. I remember what I was going to say. This is going to be my big pizza night. Mm-hmm. Zig, I was excited to have this great pizza night, and I like and it was right before I left. I realized that there were none of these really near Massachusetts, so I had to right in the craziness of having to leave the day before I left. Basically, I had to go and get a bunch of Maude pizza, and I was like, "Hey, this is going to be the only thing I eat for the day, but this is going to be fun." Mm-hmm. And it just was not fun. It just was not. And I gotta say, I'll say this about my trip there: the staff, so nice, and did a great job.
Great workers,
The staff was super friendly, did a great job of putting everything together, and that's why it bummed me out. And even in the car, I was like, "This smells good. I'm excited to try it." And then, man, it's just as I just think that the basic. Should I get into what I got, Wags?
Yeah, let's get into our orders. I do have one like off topic question before we get into that, Mitch. Do you still live in LA? Because you're back in Massachusetts already after like 3 weeks back in LA. Did we lose you?
Jesus Christ. I did lose you, but I heard your stupid question, I believe. Do I still live in LA? So, Wags, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to join Wi-Fi on my phone.
Okay.
Because this is fucking up like crazy. So here we go. Hold on a second. Hold on to your butts. Here we go. Hold on to your butts. Here it comes. All right, I'm tethered in. Wags, can you hear me?
Mitch is fully sucked into the Space Jams 2 world. Getting carried in by Rick and Morty.
Shit. Yeah.
Here, I said hold on to your butts, and did you hold on?
I'm still gripping.
We've been holding.
I'm here. It worked.
Okay, you're back.
I'm back. I live in LA, for God's sakes.
Okay.
What does that mean? I'm filming a small thing.
Okay.
Up in Maine.
This your podcast.
I'm filming a small thing on the East Coast.
Yeah. Mitch has his phone camera under his waistband.
They're filming Black Panther 2 in Boston. I'm not in a Marvel movie.
You're Thor, right? You're the new Thor replacement?
I'm Fat Thor. They want to get rid of the prosthetics. They're just going to bring me in for Fat Thor. Wags, yes, I was there. I was there for a whole 2 months. I'm coming back again soon.
Wow. I hope we're good. I'm just saying, we like having you out here.
I'm bi-coastal, baby. I go to both coasts. Okay. Look, there was no Maude pizzas in Massachusetts, so I had to get it before I went. And Wags, you know this, but I usually do just a plain cheese pizza to kind of, you know.
As a baseline, yeah.
Yeah,
as a baseline. And here it's called, I believe it's called the Maddie. Is that correct? Let me see here.
That sounds right. I'll break the menu up.
I do like that they do have, this place more than Blaze has like, classic cheese pizza. That's the Maddie. Which you got to name it, but you know, whatever. But you know what? I like it. I like that they have pizzas made up for you. You don't have to fucking.
Prefab
you know
options, yes.
Prefab options are great. So I just got the Maddie, and I got that as an 11-inch pizza. Yes, it was an 11-inch pizza. So I just got that. So this is like basically the plainest version you can get. This is like the most pizza that, and I just think I have an issue with the regular thin crust pizza that they have there. I think it's kind of thin.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
I think you have to eat it also quickly. I think that like Mod is a place that like you maybe have to eat the pizza in the restaurant or something like. I got it to go, and it was like a 15-minute drive, and I still was like, this is now almost nearly trash.
Agreed. Doesn't travel well.
Mm-hmm. I got myself the Lucy Sunshine, and I got that in a 6-inch version of that, which still gave me size envy. But that's that's mozzarella, parmesan, artichokes, garlic, and then dollops of red sauce. Which I liked that dollops of red sauce on there. I thought that one, this one wasn't bad. It was pretty tasty. I kind of enjoyed it. I also got the Mad Dog, and I got this on the 11-inch but thick crust pizza. So they do the kind of like a thicker style pizza, which I thought would maybe make it similar to that bigger pizza. I mean, it's still the same size, but maybe their version of a deep dish. Yeah, volume wise. But it isn't really a deep dish either. It kind of just makes it like a normal pizza. But then this was also like, this was kind of undercooked. It was like a little doughy, but this has mozzarella, pepperoni, mild sausage, ground beef, and red sauce.
Wow.
And like, that should be good. And it was so boring. I was shocked how boring this like multiple meat pizza was. It was just a boring little pizza. And then I also got, so I tried to try like, so I got, that was the thick one. The cheese pizza was just the regular one, and then I got two minis. The second mini I got was the Dominic. And the Dominic is white sauce, Asiago cheese, fresh chopped basil, red onion, sliced tomatoes, mild sausage. I got a 6-inch of that, and then I also added garlic, chopped garlic to it. That was my favorite pizza. This is this mini 6-inch one. Just the flavors were working on it. I was happy that I added garlic to it. It was just a nice combo of flavors, and that was probably my bite of the night, unless I'm going to count something else. I got cheesy garlic bread, and that comes with red sauce. It comes with a couple of red sauces. Mm-hmm. The cheesy garlic bread, let me tell you, sucks. There's so much.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, Zig, you were giving a thumbs up. I said that before your thumbs up.
Yeah, I was like, oh, is he going to give it the thumbs up? He's like, no, it sucks shit. I didn't get it, but I was looking at it. I'm disheartened. Like, I love a good cheesy bread.
Me too, and I liked that, like, not enough cheese on it, and then maybe this was just, you know, maybe this was just whoever I had put too much on, but there was so much rosemary on it. They put a ton of rosemary on, and I would have gotten no rosemary. There was no option to take it off, but there was just a ton of, it felt like rosemary bread, and I just wasn't having it. Just was a bummer, such a bummer.
Well, which location did you go to?
I went to the location. I'll look it up. It was north of North Hollywood. It was Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
Yeah, NoHo, that's the same one I went to.
NoHo West, and the staff there was great. Super fantastic staff. Mm-hmm. They were super nice when I walked in there. I accidentally left my keys in there, and I went and opened my car door, and the alarm went off. They were super nice people. The food just wasn't hitting it for me. I also got a couple drinks. I got a bottle of Coca-Cola, and I also got a Boylan's grape, which I really like that Boylan's grape.
Like a grape soda situation.
Yeah, grape soda.
Oh, dope. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. I didn't have any of the fresh fountain drinks. I don't know. I was the COVID age, and I just kind of like I skipped them. But they did. I've heard that they have good lemonades and stuff, but I skipped out on them. And I was gonna go back and order a salad, Wags, but I didn't. But I did get, however, instead of a salad, I got what someone online told me to get, which is a no-name cake. I got myself a no-name cake.
I think that someone online was the Drop King Robert Persinger, because he has been talking up a storm about these no-name cakes. I think because, you know, he's
DK,
from Seattle.
What?
DK loves the no-name cakes.
The no-name cakes are fine, DK. What the hell?
He was losing his mind over these things.
The no-name cakes are the no... Jesus. You know what? You're going to be the no-job Drop King because of this recommendation.
They look like Hostess cupcakes.
Yeah,
they are.
They basically kind of were just that to me. I mean, they are. I'll say that they are like slightly better, but I wasn't really blown away by them. I thought they were fine.
Mm. Here's a text from the Drop King Robert Persinger to our group chat. Don't forget to try the no name cakes when you get mod, Mitch. You won't regret it. Emphatic praise.
Drop King
instantly regretted. Unanimously.
Drop ball. Drop King, what the fuck?
If you guys need a Drop King, I can recommend you some people. They have a much, much stronger palate. I can send you away after we wrap on this.
I mean, I get why there's no name for these things. I mean, one, they are just like, they're like a Hostess cake. And then two, they're not that memorable. They don't deserve a name. Look, I'm being too mean to them because I thought like maybe these were one of the better. It was one of the better things I had, but I was not blown away much at all by Mod Pizza. When a grape soda made by another company is the thing where like that's the thing I liked maybe the most. Then it's a bad trip. It just was a bad trip.
Yeah,
it's damning with faint praise. And Zig, I want to hear about your order, but while we're on the topic of no-name cakes, to defend Robert a little bit, I did get a no-name cake, and maybe it varies from store to store, but mine I thought was fantastic. In fact, you gave your bite of the night. This is my munch of the lunch, the no-name cake. It's like a plussed up ding dong. It's like a bakery fresh, like best version, idealized version of a ding dong. And I loved ding dongs as a kid, and this was an elevation of it. I thought it was dynamite.
I'm emailing Lev Ginsberg right now, and you're gonna get a cease and desist about munch of the lunch. It's just coming to an end.
Well, he's also my lawyer, so this is a conflict of interest. He also said not to mention him on the podcast anymore. So
we'll bleep out. He did say that. We'll bleep it out.
Okay.
No, we won't edit it. It's staying in, Lev. Sorry. is he ashamed? Is he ashamed that he reps us?
I don't know. Honestly, yeah. Wouldn't you be?
He'll never know that we talked about him.
You grow up like watching like Atticus Finch and To Kill a Mockingbird, thinking like that I'm gonna be a lawyer someday. Like that's what I want to do. I want to fight for the little guy. Yeah. And then you ended up representing two fat fucks who.
Hey guys,
review Wendy's.
Yeah, we're doing a new deal for Munch of Magnets, so you guys can get it back to me. That'd be great.
Lev, can you negotiate a Manscaped contract for us? We're gonna do Manscaped ads. It's a pube shaver.
Lev, in our rider, we needed to say that we get pink strawberry starbursts in our dressing room before the show.
Zig, let's talk about your Mod Pizza order.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think I want to give Mitch a shout out because I think he did a very smart idea by having a control group by just having the plain pizza, the plain cheese pizza.
Thank you, Zig.
You're welcome, King. I didn't even think to do that. So we're at Mod Pizza. I figure like I would just make wild use of the modding appeal of it. Like that's the whole reason you come here, right? It's like make your own. So like I created my own pizza. I did a 6-inch pizza because I'm watching my carbs I eat. So I did very simple. I did red sauce as like the base. I did some Parmesan cheese. I did artichokes, spinach, anchovies. And then topped it off with some red sauce dollop. And then I did create my own salad with mixed greens, mushrooms, red onion, tomatoes, and like some Dijon vegan ranch. Nothing fancy, but I also went to the exact same one that Mitch went to. And it took me 30 minutes to get back because of traffic. So my pizza was ice cold by the time that I got it. I did not really plan that second part through. But I will say the actual combination of the taste was good, like the anchovies and like the spinach and stuff. So I had, I think, a much better experience than Mitch, but also I had nothing to compare it to. Like, I don't know if their cheese pizza was great or bad. I will say the thing that I did notice is that it is They're almost tostadas. Like, they're so thin. The actual super thin pizza, which I was not expecting. Like, I thought it was going to be like a, I thought it was going to be a little bit thicker with two C's. And getting that small one, which it also didn't fill me up because there's less calories coming in because it's such a thin pizza. So I will say again, to echo Mitch, staff, fantastic. Super nice. They came out, gave me my order, social distance, had the mask on, all that stuff. It does not travel well. I think it very much is a lunch pizza. You have to come and eat it on site and be done, from soup to nuts within like 15 to 20 minutes. Cause it does not hold up, traveling at all.
100%. Yep. I agree. You are a king. You nailed it completely. I mean, like that. And I just think when I think of it that way, and I'm so hard on these pizza places, like, lunch pizza is good, and like if you're kind of like tricking yourself to have a half pizza or a mini pizza and a salad or whatever, and you can stay within a good calorie range and enjoy it, then I think that this place works in that regard. Yeah. As a pizza place, it just is. We can all agree it's not great pizza, right? Like, it just isn't. Yeah. It's
a thing that you eat it, you don't eat enough because you're not going to crash when you get back from work. Because is it inside the middle of like basically a glorified strip mall? Like, it's next to like a California Chicken thing or whatever. You know, you know what you're getting into when you pull inside that parking lot. It's not like a Casa Bon Noir or some other, you know, nice pizza place that you're going to come to exclusively for pizza.
Yeah, 100%. And you know, that mirrors my experience. I went to one in a strip mall on the west side, and the service was great. I mean, I think if they do have a worker forward culture as they claim, then they're probably able to, you know, hire and retain good people, and hopefully they're happy working there. Again, I don't know how much of that is bluster from the company and how, but it certainly seemed like the staff was great and friendly and very accommodating. I use the app to order, but then I ate on site. So I ordered with the app. The app is fine.
Wow.
It's perfectly functional. Why is nothing exciting? The app's not crap.
I ordered through the website. I didn't use the app, but I ordered through the website.
Yeah, it's fine. Perfectly functional. I got the Willow, which is what they call a flash mod, which is their name for limited time offerings. I think they're getting too cute there, a little too overbranded. But the flash mod is the Willow pizza is white sauce, Asiago, ricotta, plant-based Italian sausage. They don't say what brand, mushrooms, arugula, and Romesco sauce. Romesco sauce, kind of a roasted red pepper sauce, if you're less familiar with that. And that's like a drizzle on top of it with the white sauce underneath. And I got this on the cauliflower crust because I, too, am trying to be conscious of my carb consumption, although I went in the other direction with my next option and then obviously the cake that I had. This was, I think, pretty good. I mean, the issue with you when you get the plant-based proteins, and we were talking about this earlier, Zig, is like, I feel like I would have rather just had some more like different veggie toppings versus the meat substitute in this particular case. Like, I feel like pizza is a context where you can craft a really good cheese or veggie pizza. You don't necessarily need some sort of fake meat on there. Yeah, and I think this Italian sausage in particular was not very well seasoned. Like, it was pretty plain. And for sausage, that's
exactly what I was going to say to you, is that I think that is the issue at this place specifically, is like, I agree with you. You know that I just love cheese pizza. That's I'm a cheese pizza guy. Don't accuse me of the Hillary Clinton. What was the pizza place we went to, Wags?
Fucking Comet Ping Pong.
Yeah, I'm not. I like cheese. I'm a cheese pizza guy. No conspiracy theories going wild here,
right?
But I love cheese pizza. I judge places cheese pizza against everything unless it's like the way. And so, like, you don't, to me, that's how you should rank pizzas, is with the cheese pizza, right? Like, that's what pizza is. And I agree with you that like, sure, like veggies or whatever and some meat, but this place just like you were saying, the seasoning, the meat was boring. It was
very plain.
Zig, I want to ask you how the anchovies were at this place, because nothing was happening. Like, I didn't, it just was, it was more boring than the cheese, maybe.
I think this is what helps the anchovies, is that mean, they're all coming from the same place. It's not like they have like an anchovy farm out back that they go and fish these things out of. Like, they're getting it from the same company that I'm assuming most other pizza places are getting. So like, the anchovies were great. Honestly, that was my main takeaway, is that like the anchovies really tied the whole thing together. Like, I took my first bite and I said out loud, I was like, God damn, like, this is good. Like, the anchovies really were the saving point. Now,
wow.
I will say this is just my brain thinking, is that like, have you guys seen those YouTubes where like people will go out to like Popeyes or like Burger King and like buy food and then bring it back to like have a chef make it good, or like bump it up or whatever? This is the thought that I have. It's like, create my own pizza, bring it back to my house, and then like I would add some stuff to it to really bring it up a lot. So that's the main takeaway that I had, because if it's going to be in my car for 20 minutes anyway, it's like, it's going to be coming in not that good. I can throw it in my fucking air fryer and then add like my own like sauteed like garlic or whatever to it, and then really bring it up a lot. I don't think the thing that should be tying it together is like the little pieces of fish that's on half of the actual pizza, you know?
Yeah, that's a bummer. I will say, because we talked about the anchovies are certainly going to add a lot of salt to it, which this was a little light on the seasoning. I was making ample usage of the red pepper flakes packets that I got with it, because I'm something of a heat seeker, but also this just needed some flavor of any kind. The mushrooms were nice, and the arugula was nice. I say the produce overall was good quality, and that ties into the next item I got. Mitch, you have falsely accused me of being a fan of hot salads. Mm-hmm. I like my salads room temperature or cold, like most people.
I feel like there's some reveal like here.
I was going to say, they actually offer a pizza salad here. So I was like, all right, I'll play your little game. I'll get the pizza salad. I'll get the salad that comes on a hot pizza crust and see how it works.
And Mitch,
the salad itself.
Yeah. I love hot salads. I wish that was the next line.
Yeah.
A little disappointing, because, and maybe if you have it in store, it's different, but they came in separate containers. I got a warm crust in one box and a salad in the other. And I guess I was just supposed to marry the two, just dump them over. I was just ended up doing it slice by slice, because that was a better way to parcel it out and make sure that the right proportion of ingredients on each slice.
That sucks.
But it's a bummer. It was a bummer.
That's such a bummer.
It was a real letdown, because it was just basically a plain cooked pizza crust that you could put salad on top of. And honestly, the salad is good. Like the mixed greens, some basil in there, chickpeas, cucumbers. The produce was all fresh, red onion. The tahini dressing that had a nice bit of citrus to it. It was very refreshing. I was like, this, if I just had the salad, this would be a nice like light work lunch. The addition of the pizza crust is just completely, I don't know, it felt like a disconnect. Like, even eating them as slices as you're supposed to, I was just like, I'd rather just eat the salad on its own. So that was a letdown. Mm-hmm. And also not all that warm. If you gave me hot salad, make it hot.
Yeah.
I want to see steam coming off that bad boy. I got a fountain drink there. I mentioned the no-name cake, which was my munch of the lunch, TM. The fountain drink I got was one of their specialty iced teas, which is a caramelized pear iced tea.
Damn it.
Oh, shit. What was it? Did they have like a fun name? That sounds right up my alley.
It sounded awesome. And I was like, this sounds great. And it was like lightly sweetened. So it had like, 80 calories per serving, but it wasn't like a full sugar thing. Like, this is going to be a treat. Mm-hmm. That was a real letdown. I didn't get much of the caramelized. In fact, I had to look at the photo of it to remember what it was, because I couldn't even remember what it was supposed to taste like. It was just kind of like a general.
What's going on at this place?
Vaguely herbal slash honestly like a little medicine-y too. It was whatever artificial flavoring they were using just didn't quite connect. I was pretty let down, unfortunately. I did eat everything, I picked it up at the time it was supposed to be ready, and I ate it right outside at one of the outdoor tables. So like I had it close to when it was ready to be consumed, but just nothing was all that exciting except for that no-name cake. Kind of a bummer.
Vaguely herbal sounds like a 90s sitcom.
Yeah, that's what the Republicans say when they don't want to drink the tea. When tea moves into the neighborhood, like, it's getting vaguely herbal around. property goes down.
Well, we should get to our final thoughts on Mod Pizza. So, Zig, here's how this will work. We'll each go around, give our closing argument, if you will, and then end that by giving this a rating from 0 to 5 forks. You are our guest. We'll begin with you.
Don't drive through that part of town. It's vaguely herbal. Just a stuffy man saying that.
They got Arnold Palmer's moving in left and right. I think this is a solid lunch spot when you're working at a place. Like, I'm going to take my coworkers. We're going to drive the 10 minutes here, be done in 15 minutes, and then back to the office. I think with that in mind, it works. But outside of that, there are so many better options, I think, in LA, especially if you live in LA proper. Like, if you got to get on the highway to go to a place, like, it's got to blow your socks off. And for me, it did not do that. So if we're going to, for me, on my scale of forks, I think it's a solid 2.5. It's 2.5. I know I'm being very harsh. The staff was great. But as far as, like, if I'm going to spend, you know, and it's also cheap, you know what, I'll say, I'm still going to do 2.5. I'm not going to bump it up. You don't get points for being cheap. I think that the money is well spent better else if you're trying to get like an actual like pizza experience. Like, if you're going to like use this as like your cheat meal of the week or whatever, like, you might as well go big or go home.
Wow. 2.5, 2 forks, 2 tines, 2.5 forks. I that's a good point on the price. That is a thing we didn't touch on, but this place is quite affordable.
Yeah.
Well, Zig, I agree that the ride up there, I mean, just look, you know how I feel about the Chipotle-ization of pizza places. I just don't think it works. But I get for people working out there and trying to have a work lunch, and you can have,
yeah,
mm-hmm, you know, half a pizza and some salad. So I guess that works. And I think people are content with that. And it's different from a lot of the same shit all the time. Except I feel like I'd get sick of that too. It was that outdoor mall sort of concept, which is, there's a lot of them that have popped up in Massachusetts in the last like decade or two decades. And it's kind of like, it's a little bit like the Grove thing, but kind of blockier wise. I don't know if you've, mm-hmm, been there, but it just, it feels like a sort of thing of like, will a Mod Pizza be in that, in this big, like, right, will it be there in 10 years? I don't know if it will. I just feel like it's going to be gone. Right. It doesn't, mm-hmm, feel like it has a staying power. So, man, great staff. Yep. You know, it's quick. There are plus sides to it. It's a good work lunch, but it's just like boring food. And I just don't think pizza works in this way. And Zig, I got to quote Meatloaf here, but you took the score right out of my mouth. 2.5 forks.
Wow. Pretty good Meatloaf.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's like he was here.
God, thank God he's not here. Isn't he a piece of shit?
Does he have bad politics?
I think so, yeah.
Mm. Boy.
Hate to see
him, though.
Yeah. Great name.
Yeah. 2.5 forks.
It's an okay name. Let's not need to gas him up too much. Meatloaf will be fine. He's okay. He's got an okay name.
I think we just both want Meatloaf. I think that is what is going on here.
Oh, yeah. Man. I had a fine experience at Mod Pizza. I think the... First thing I want to address, because in this complex was a Noah's Bagels, and a few people have brought up that Noah's Bagels and Einstein Bagels, which we reviewed last week, are the same company. I mean, a few people brought it up. I've said it on the fucking podcast. Like, we've acknowledged that the same company. They're different brands, although they have slightly different menus. But I do think I got a little too hyped up last week with our friend Tony, and just wanted to put something in the Golden Plate Club and exaggerated my score a little bit. So I want to canonically say, wow, I am going to sync up my Einstein Brothers Bagels score with my Noah's Bagels fork score out of the Golden Plate Club. Now 3 forks from the Burger Boy.
This is insane.
Einstein Brothers.
This is actually...
That's the first correction. Wow. That's the correction I want to issue.
This is just insane. Look. First of all, we try to find a name for this. And I wonder if people can help us find it, because what is like a food that would be like the imposter food would be there? That's like a commercial, mm-hmm, where it'd be like, oh no, we have the imposter brand.
Like imitation crab.
Yeah, I know, but that's not
Mr.
it.
Mr. Pibb? Like,
there was like a specific Dr. Thunder. One that was like, I feel like the advertising was based around it being like, oh, whatever. And then the closest thing, The closest thing we could come to on the I hiccuped there. A new thing to add to the fucking list of shit I do.
Boy,
I fucking
get some hiccup roasts. Here they come.
Dear God. But the Doscord came up with DiGiorno. It's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. But there was something else that was like, dude, you're not eating. Like, dude, not, now I can all think is, dude, you're getting Adele.
You're getting Adele,
like,
yeah.
Dude, that's, Adele, that's what it is.
No. Like, dude, like, that's not Coca-Cola. Or, you know, like, there's some sort of advertising that goes around it. And you came up with, what is this, Hamburglar points? What the fuck is it?
Well, I was thinking of the, I was thinking of the Pinocchio's scale that they use at, like, you know, truthmatters.org or whatever, all those fucking, you know, ostensibly objective organizations that try to gauge the truth of a statement, but they're actually just, you know, mouthpieces for neoliberalism. I said that because I was thinking, like, in terms of some sort of scale for how truthful something was. Like, it's like, is the fucking, you know, how many out of how many Hamburglars does a statement get for being untruthful? Now, it seems like we're going in a different direction here, so maybe we don't even need that.
I was just trying to figure it out, but I was just trying to figure out what the app, because it would work for that. But look, here's the deal. Einstein hit that day. You liked it. It worked for all of us.
I got too caught up in the moment.
The caught fuck up in the does domain, that mean?
If you will. I got too caught up in the domain.
You and don't so even like this show.
I know, but I was like having fun. It's fun to put something in the Golden Plate Club, but it you know, Einstein Brothers does not belong. And you know what else does not belong? Noah's, not Noah's, Mod Pizza, which we, you know, it. I just, in this complex, there's a Noah's Bagels.
Yeah.
There's a Starbucks. There's a, there's an In-N-Out Burger. There's a Wingstop. There's a Jersey Mike's. So this is like fourth or fifth in terms of all these, in terms of options for where I'd go for lunch. Like Mod Pizza is like, I've had all the rest this week.
Yeah,
so like, I guess I'll have Mod Pizza. It was just a pretty underwhelming experience. And for that reason, and just based off of what I ate, I think I'm in the hand-holding club with you guys. I think it's two forks, two tines, 2.5 forks for Mod Pizza. And you know what? This is one review I'm not going to retcon. I'm sticking to my guns here.
Are you fucking sure about that?
No.
Are you sure you didn't get? Are you sure you didn't get caught up in the moment, you piece of shit? Now,
well, I probably got caught up in the domain.
Yeah,
I sense no. I. What the fuck? Siri's just started talking to me. Siri just started talking to me. Well, I didn't ask for Siri. Wags,
this is your mom also trying to get you to stop doing the podcast. I programmed Siri to interrupt your record.
There's malware on your computer. Wags, I sense no Pinocchios. I believe Mod Pizza is a 2.5 forker.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Two forks, two tines. It is canon. Update the Doughboys wiki, and we'll be back with more Doughboys. Hey, buddy, it's Weiger and the Spoon Man. Hey, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Wags, you can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
Let me go ahead and grab my detective looking glass. I am on the search for gourmet meals. Oh, there they are.
Yes,
Factor has meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
That's right, Wags. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Tailored to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/doughboys50 and use code doughboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code doughboys50 at factormeals.com/doughboys50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Doughboys. We're here with our guest, Cody Ziegler, and it's time for a segment. You know, we have a beloved quiz segment on this show, Mitch, Pie in the Sky.
Yes.
Well, it's time for its frosted spinoff.
Wow.
That's right, in honor of No Name Cake, I've chosen a cake, and Mitch and Zig must divine a series of clues to guess what
Whoa.
It is.
Oh,
okay.
The winner takes the cake, the loser goes home empty-stomached. This is Cake It Off. Cause the baker's gonna bake, 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 and my belly's gonna ache, 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 ache. Baby, I'm just gonna cake, 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 cake. I cake it off, I cake it off. All its layers gonna lay, 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 lay. And the fondant makes it fake, 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 fake. Baby, I'm just gonna cake, 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 cake. I cake it off, I cake it off. Woo-hoo-hoo. All right. So here's how this works.
Why did you say I cake it off? Why not just cake it off? Anyways, Wags.
I think that the lyrics actually say, if you look at Genius, the lyrics say that it's I cake it off. I guess she kind of probably swallows it in her delivery.
No, she says I shake it off. She doesn't say I cake it off. She says I
No,
shake
she says
it
I
off.
Cake it off. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's in the liner notes. You got to read them. It's all there.
I worry about like an episode being good. Am I funny enough?
Yeah.
Does, you know, was this a good episode? Oh, usually the answer is no. But it doesn't matter because everyone just loves your stupid fucking song that you sing at the end. We love Weiger. All these fucking freaks that are like you.
They like you too, Mitch. They want you to rail their wives.
And I want to do it. Why? How he's going to DM me, goddammit.
Yeah.
So here's how this works.
Trash. Everyone who listens to this podcast is more like you. That's my issue.
Well, whose fault
is
that?
One like me. I'm an original, baby.
Wow. No one like you except for every single person I've met from Quincy, Massachusetts.
All right. Let's get into this.
So here's how this will work. You'll each take turns with increasingly obscure clues that will eventually reveal, I'm sorry, increasingly obvious clues. They start out more obscure that will eventually reveal the identity of the chosen cake, the cake of the week. So Zig, you are a guest. You get to choose whether you go first or second, keeping in mind the first clue is the most obscure, but is also your first shot.
Zig, you know, Mitch, I'm gonna let you take this one, King. I want as much possible chance to win as I can take.
Zig, this is a great move. I was gonna tell you so much is that you should get the second clue, because by the second clue, it's usually like, this isn't a vanilla cake, but a what cake, and then you'll get it. It's easy.
Yeah.
So you made the right guess.
That could be anything.
Chocolate cake, whatever. Fuck you, Wikes.
Yellow cake.
I didn't even know there's that many different. I didn't even know there's as many different cakes. But let's hear it. Let's get into this.
There's countless cakes. Here's the first clue for this.
We're gonna find out.
The nickname of late jazz singer Mel Torme clues you into the name of this sweet cake.
I'm gonna go with angel cake.
Mitch is guessing angel cake. I believe you mean angel food cake. Which
yes.
I will allow this to be an official guess for angel food case cake, and you are wrong. Not angel food cake. All right, Zig.
I don't know that guy's nickname.
Yeah, that's why it's the most obscure
close.
One.
Yeah.
Probably had a fucking hog. fucking, these fucking jazz singers.
Yeah.
They're fucking pipes.
Not enough for the fucking Doughboys Reddit.
Not big enough.
We need more hog.
Sound like my mom.
All right, Zig, your clue. This moist cake could be the title of a sequel to a David Lynch film. This moist cake could be the title of a sequel to a David Lynch film.
I'm blanking on every Lynch film except for Dune, and I know the cake is not called Dune 2, so I'm just going to have to guess Dune 2 because that's all they got. The Doonies. Wow.
I wish it was Dune 2 cake. That'd be quite a reveal. It is not Dune 2 cake.
I know the
answer. Which means, Mr. Slice, the next clue goes to you. You claim to know it already. We'll see if you do you want the clue or do you just want to guess?
I'm going to guess Red Velvet Cake, and now let's hear the clue.
The clue is a chemical reaction between buttermilk, cocoa powder, and baking soda gives this cake its distinct color. That color being red. It is Red Velvet Cake. Ah! Mitch, you have won.
Wow.
I was thinking Red Velvet. Take it off. God damn it. My favorite cake, by the way.
There's not
David
that
Lynch
many...
film. Great cake.
Ah, there you go.
I want to eat Dune 2 cake.
I know. That sounds awesome.
Red Velvet Cake. So that
turns
jazz singer's
blue.
Name was...
Like a vibrant blue.
Was Red Velvet.
No, the David Lynch film is Blue Velvet, and Mel Torme's nickname was The Velvet Fog.
Oh, the Velvet Fog. Okay.
The Velvet Fog. Great nickname.
That's the best of Batman villain, right? Did he moonlight Gotham?
Controls the weather.
He's killed in the cold open of Suicide Squad. that was Cake It Off. Just like a restaurant, we value your feedback. Let's open up the feedback, and we have a voicemail today. Let's take a listen.
His dick gets shut off in the opening 5 minutes.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the cash out lane at the grocery store. You can grab two snacks.
Damn.
What are those two snacks? This is submitted by Tanya Chan from Ohio. Shout out. Happy 1 year anniversary to my husband, Darren Chan. You called him pathetic, which I think is fun. Have a great day.
Why do we call him pathetic?
I have no idea. I don't remember this.
You know what?
He deserved it.
I stand by it, yeah.
Yeah.
Tanya Chan, happy anniversary. Tanya and Darren, two snacks at the checkout line you're going to grab and go.
Happy anniversary. Zig, I'm going to let you go first, King, because you are also a king.
You know, not counting myself as the snack, I think I'm going to go. I'm gonna do a Mr. Good Bar. I love a Mr. Good Bar. And I don't know what your takes on this one. This might be an underappreciated candy bar, but I'm grabbing a Payday as well. I'm a huge Payday
love
fan.
A Payday.
Oh, thank you. I love it. No one gives it much love, but like I love a peanut candy bar.
We were talking work snacks earlier, and that was a work mainstay for me for a while when I was at a vending machine at work. It's just like, because that's like it actually has some protein. A lot of the candy bars don't have protein. And like, you know, this was a time before you'd have like a Kind bar or what have you there. It was the best candy equivalent of something that would kind of give you a little bit of pep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a Payday. And they're also delicious. Give me those nuts.
Yeah.
It's all you need. So you're going candy with both of them.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Interesting tactic. I admire it. Spoonman, what say you?
This is tough for me because I feel like it's always, I always want to grab those Reese's peanut butter cups, Wags.
Fuck yeah, those are good too.
I can't help it. I feel like, I got to say this. I feel like Snickers have such a good display area on the way out. I feel like I just always see a Snickers on the way out. And I really love a Snickers. But for me, I'm probably going to grab that Reese's peanut butter cup. And I'm usually like buying gum more so there. I don't usually fall for the candy at the checkout, but if I do get candy there, I'm always trying to go for something new. I want to grab the newest bar. I want to try like the newest weird candy, like the newest whatever, some take five-ish sort of new bar, something that they got there, some new M&Ms, whatever the new M&Ms are, something new and different. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the new thing, Wags. I'm looking for the new one. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to go Reese's peanut butter cups.
And then I'm gonna go with some version of Starburst, some sort of fruit chews.
Mm-hmm. Also staying sweet. Also going staying with two sweet. Sugary options.
Okay. Two sweets for two sweet boys.
What's the non-sugary option?
I'm gonna get an apple. I was thinking,
are these? Because, you know, they'll sometimes be at like, and I'm picturing like a 7-Eleven, and maybe that's the wrong environment to be putting myself into. Maybe I should be thinking of like a grocery store. But I think oftentimes there's like some jerky there, or there will be like a, like a stray.
All right, change it.
Yeah.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and an Us Weekly. All right. Are you happy? Get a fucking Us Weekly.
Got to find out what's going on with Bennifer.
Yeah.
I mean, Bennifer's what else?
Back.
It's fun to look at the National Enquirer. I mean, like, I've so rarely grabbed a magazine from there. There is jerky. You're right, Wags. There's jerky.
Yeah.
But I'm going to change my answer again. It's not Starburst. I'll tell you exactly what I get. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and fucking peanut butter M&Ms. Those are the two things.
Oh,
I
wow. Fuck yeah. Yeah, now we're talking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nothing 2XPB. Else. I'm oftentimes they'll be like, and is this just me? But I feel like I'm picturing like a small, like mini bag of Cheez-It or something. Are there sometimes like a small pack of crackers or chips sometimes?
Yeah. The thing about that is I feel like it takes too much to operate. Like you got to like dig down there with like a bar, like you can drive and still like keep your eye
good
on the road and the prize. Yeah.
I feel like those are rare. I mean, there's drinks too. So if that was the case, I'd maybe say like a Diet Coke or a Coke Zero or something. But Wise, can I guess what you're gonna get?
Yes.
Batteries and condoms.
So batteries for myself because I'm an automaton. I power my own brain and body. And condoms because I'm horny.
And condoms because you're a freak. Yeah, magnums of some sort.
Okay. I don't need condoms. What are we talking about?
Flavored condoms.
Okay. All right. So, because I'm going to go down on myself and I want to have a little bit of flavor. That's what you're saying. That's what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
Some sort of flavored auto fellatio is what's going to be happening.
That's what I'm saying.
Great. Yes. Thanks. Thanks, Mitch.
Like when you make ice pops for yourself at the house.
peanut M&Ms or peanut butter M&Ms is a great answer, honestly. Like that's like a really, really fun one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of craving something salty, but I feel like I'm maybe betraying the exercise. It's a little bit of a cop out to say something salty because maybe we're just picturing different kind of aisles. Yeah, well, I kind of want a chips or something.
I mean, not to sway it more in my direction, but paydays are pretty salty with the peanuts.
That's
you
true.
Know?
That's true.
I am going to take one from each of you.
Oh.
A payday and peanut butter M&Ms.
Wow.
There we go.
I don't think we should allow it, but
yeah. You guys do the heavy lifting and I'll swoop in and I'll bring this baby
just
home.
Steal your answers cuz I don't want to think. I was going to say my honest boring answer is sometimes if they just have like that basket of sad bananas, I'll just grab a banana from there
these
days.
God,
like at my age, like I honestly will grab a gas station banana and be like, okay, I got this. And then something it fucking sucks. Well, because you start being like, I need something a little bit healthier. You kind of compromise with yourself a little bit and you get what you don't really want, but something that's maybe going to make your stomach feel better.
Yeah, my version of that is a coconut water. Like, I'll get a coconut water. It's not as fun, but it's something.
Yeah,
I feel like the checkout aisle doesn't have chips as much because if it was like we're talking specifically checkout, which to me is so often candy. It's like candy, gum, magazines, like a trashy mags, and then sometimes now I feel like you get the waters at the front of the checkout. Like, and I don't even know if we can count those, but you have like the soda water cases at the front. I never really see chips or even like you were saying, Wags, like Cheez-Its or whatever, the small bags. I feel like maybe you're right. Like there are maybe like some Oreos and stuff, like the two packs or the four packs of Oreos. But
yes,
I feel like it's mostly candy, right? It's mostly candy.
Yeah. I mean, look, my real answer is I probably would grab like a fucking Luna bar or a Kind bar and a banana, just like a really, really boring ass thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I I'll get some Altoid minis if we're including mints, because those are always there, and that's the kind of mint, the kind of breath freshener I like. So I'll get some Altoid minis.
Now we're talking. That's a nice boring answer. Yeah.
Lay, let us know what you'd like as your checkout twosome. Hashtag check me out. And if you have a question or comment about the world of chain restaurants, you can email us at doughboyspodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 830-GO-DOUGH. That's 830-463-6844. And to get the Doughboys Double, our weekly bonus episode, join the Golden or Platinum Play Club at patreon.com/doughboys. Cody Ziegler, thank you so much for making time for us.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for doing the show. Anything you'd like to plug at this time?
You know, if you want to hear me yell about anime and other nerdy bullshit, check out the Dark Weeb Pod. It's a fun show I do with my homie Brody Reed. If you want to hear me do that again with another person that's not Brody Reed, check out X-Ray Vision Pod with Jason Concepcion. We yell about even more nerd shit on that. And yay for Zig across all them social media platforms, baby. That's where I be. That's where I stay.
Hell yeah. And Zig, you know what? I'm going to give you the title of Checkout King because I think yours was the best.
Wow.
Thank you.
You're Checkout King. You.
Update the Wikipedia, you nerds. That's what I need. Yeah. I need that next to me.
That'll do it for this episode of Doughboys. Until next time, for Mr. Slice, Mike Mitchell, I'm Nick Weiger. Happy eating.
See ya.
On the next Doughboys Double, Mitch and I return to Palmerson Studios for another in-person record. All the snacks you send into the Doughboys P.O. Box over the past 18 months get tasted and judged. Snack Backlog. It's another edition of the Snack Log. Get the Doughboys Double every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys. Want to see the sources for this week's intro? Check the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.